Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And we're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she cutting me, loves? You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Do appreciate it. We're just going to get right into it. As you know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name is Laura Wood, and I am involved with Special Olympics Wood Buffalo, both on the board, and I am the coach of our bowling team.
Okay, there we go, Laura. Now listen, that thing is dropping, so I'm going to get you to put your hand right there.
She can leave it. You're good.
You sure?
Yeah.
You'll pick up her voice?
Yeah, if it doesn't, I'll let you know.
Okay, cool, man. Tanner, you're so good at your job.
I'm all right.
So how long have you been involved with Special Olympics for?
Going on 2 years. When they restarted up after COVID, mm-hmm. I took my coaching certification and I became a board member at that time.
Okay, cool. And yeah. So why did you feel this was something you wanted to get involved with?
I needed something that was for me. It was a way to get me out of the house. It was a way to get me involved in the community.
Yeah.
And now it's just turned into so much more because I get to work with these amazing individuals and athletes that just bring so much joy to my life.
That's awesome. Now, recently you guys went on a bit of a trip.
Yes, we did.
Where'd you go?
We went to the provincials in Sherwood Park in February, and our team won gold in Division One, and we had three athletes win gold and one athlete win silver in the individual medleys.
Yeah.
And then we also had a floor hockey team that won bronze in their division.
Oh, fantastic. You guys are crushing it. So how do they rank these points? Like, are, like with bowling, are they keeping track of like the amount of points that they've bowled? In floor hockey, is it like your typical round robin? Like, how do they figure that out?
For the bowling, for both team and individual, they bowled three games.
Yeah.
And then it's a cumulative average points for those games.
Oh, okay.
For the floor hockey, yeah, it was round robin test style.
Okay. The mic, yeah, so pull that up and just put some weight behind it. There you go.
Just so everybody knows, that's how Elliot broke it.
Yeah. So I broke the mic, like literally, yeah, I broke the mic. So for everybody at home, this has been a few episodes where you might have seen it dropping. It's not Tanner's fault. This is 100% mine. So thank you for doing some work for us today. We
no problem.
Appreciate it. So that's how they keep track of the scores there. So that's unique. But you guys are going to, and you've been invited to go to provincials next.
Nationals. Yes.
Nationals. So like, how does that work? Did like you guys accumulate so many medals prior to, or so many points, or what was that step?
Every team that won gold in provincials became eligible to go to nationals.
Right.
But there was certain criteria that the athletes had to be able to obtain
right.
to be able to go. They had to be able to be fairly independent, require different types of attention.
Right.
So we were fortunate enough that our whole team qualified.
Yeah.
We do have one athlete, Chris. He will not be joining us because he has other commitments that will take him away from the team at that time.
Okay.
So the team is a group of five, and they will appoint another member to the team from one of the other regions who will have won gold in their individual medals.
Okay, very cool. And now one of the athletes was chatting before. You guys won like a group medal as well while you were there.
Correct, yes.
So what's that about?
The group medal, the first day on Saturday was a group competition where it was the average of all five of them. for the three games.
Okay.
And then on the Sunday, they're bowling again. It was three games, but it was their individual scores that got them ranked within their divisions.
Very cool. Yeah. Okay. Very interesting. So now the two sports that you guys compete in here in Wood Buffalo are floor hockey and bowling. And I know that you're trying to get a few other sports with that.
Yes.
But at these games, were these the only two or were there a plethora?
Oh, there was multiple. There was figure skating. There was all sorts of Nordic events, skiing, things like that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we didn't get to see any of them because
you're doing your own. Yeah. That's the one thing about the Olympics that I've always seen athletes talk about in regards to, like, did you get a chance to go see someone? And they're like, no, like, we're either practicing or participating, so you don't get that. So that leads right into my next question, though. A big component of, like, the Olympics that you see on TV that they talk about is, like, Olympic Village. And I have to assume that there was no Olympic Village, but maybe there was. Maybe I assumed wrong. What's the accommodation like for a sporting event like this?
It was incredibly well organized. The different hotels in Sherwood Park were divided by what sport you participated
in.
No
way. So you kind of did have an Olympic Village.
Yes. So all the people in our hotel were in bowling.
Nice.
So, and they would have shuttles that would leave at a certain time each day, depending on when the competition time started. So everybody got there at the same time. Nobody was left behind. It ran very smoothly.
That is very cool. Okay. Well, listen, Tanner, are you working on questions? Okay. I didn't think so because we were not doing questions on this one. We got to throw it to an ad.
Okay.
So we're going to throw it to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. And Carrie, please take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. So my last question that I have for you, or like the last line of guest questioning, is how long have you been in Fort McMurray?
I've been here about 15 years, born and raised in Calgary.
Okay, and so what brought you to Fort McMurray?
The beauty.
Explain, please.
Wonderful answer.
I know, geez, I'm like, I was like, damn, okay, please go into some detail. That was the best answer.
Driving into the valley, came here just for a drive one day from Edmonton, not realizing quite how far it was away. Went for a drive, came into the valley and decided this is the most amazing place. The nature and everything was incredible.
The drive was too long. You didn't want to go back.
pretty much. But it worked out. On that trip, I got a job, secured a residence all within 24 hours, came back 30 days later. So when it's meant to be.
So that literally that one view, and you just decided, yep, this is it, and you went and found a house immediately.
Yeah.
Wow, that is amazing.
What?
Yeah.
What a great story.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that almost brings a tear to my eye. I'm not going to lie.
Favorite stories of anybody coming to Fort McMurray.
I am going to tell that story for the rest of my life. That is amazing, because I agree with you. The view when you come off Beacon Hill into Fort McMurray is breathtaking.
It's just crazy that you did it, like, 24 hours. Like, you just took a chance. That's amazing.
When you know, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Yeah. Okay. Listen, I'm just going to wrap it up on that. Like, that's amazing. Okay. You get a shameless shout-out or plug. You
got
the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay, first shout-out is to my daughter, Hannah. She's an amazing 13-year-old at Westwood High School, and to our other athletes, Chris Squires, who couldn't be here today, and to our floor hockey members, Dale, Darren, Colt, and I'm missing one,
Scott,
who got bronze at the provincials as well.
That's there we go. I love it. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. I can't wait till you come back again. I have so many more questions for you. All right. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world to me. Sorry about the technical difficulties we had today. All my fault. Big shout out to Noral Toyota as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose for your ongoing support. We do appreciate it. Everybody at home, I hope you're having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Okay. Wait, that's